Chapter 5. I gotta take one problem at a time, I tell myself. Problem number 1. Where to keep Shiloh hid? Solved. Problem number 2. Would Shiloh be quiet? Yes, he would. Problem number 3. How am I gonna get food out of the house? Enough to feed Shiloh twice a day without Ma noticing? The next morning before breakfast, as soon as Dad's gone, I take a biscuit from the kitchen and a rope from the shed outside, and run up the far hill before Ma and Darylin and Becky get out of bed. This time, Shiloh's on his feet waiting for me, tail going like a windshield wiper, fast speed. Soft yip of pure joy cuts off quick when I say, shh. But as soon as I'm in the pen, Shiloh's leaping up almost shoulder high to lick my cheek, nuzzling my hand, my thighs. He gulps down the biscuit I give him. Wants more, I can tell, but he don't bark. Seems to know he's safe only as long as he's quiet. I tie the rope to his collar. Shiloh, boy, we're going for a run, I tell him. The door behind them opened again, and a large group of people came in. Professor Dumbledore, followed closely by Mr. Crouch, Professor Karkoff, Madame Maxine, Professor McConnell, and Professor Snape. Harry heard the buzzing of the hundreds of students on the other side of the wall before Professor McConnell closed the door.
Madame Maxime, said Fleur at once, striding over to her headmistress, they are saying that this little boy is to compete also.
Somewhere under Harry's numb disbelief, he felt a ripple of anger. Little boy. Madame Maxime had drawn herself up to her full and considerable height. The top of her handsome head brushed the candle-filled chandelier, and her gigantic black-stained bosom swelled.
What is the meaning of this, Dumbledore? She said imperiously.
I'd rather like to know that myself, Dumbledore, said Professor Karkoff. He was wearing a steely smile, and his blue eyes were like chips of ice.
Two Hogwarts champions? I don't remember anyone telling me the whole school is allowed two champions. Or have I not read the rules carefully enough?
He gave a short and nasty laugh.
Is it impossible? Said Madame Maxime,
whose enormous hand with its many superb opals was resting upon Fleur's shoulder.
Hogwarts cannot have two champions. It is most unjust.
We were under the impression that your age line would keep out younger contestants, Dumbledore, said Karkoff,
his steely smile still in place, though his eyes were colder than ever.
Otherwise, we would, of course, have brought along a wider selection of candidates from our own schools.